All right, so today we're going to have a little heart to heart. And I know we usually get these things started with introducing a guest or explaining what we're going to be talking about, but today I'm going to do it differently because it's been a hot minute since you've seen me record one of these, obviously. I think it's been since around Christmas, and there's a reason for that. And I want you to understand that when I started this podcast, I wanted this to be a place where we could have guests. People could open up about things that have happened in their life, that they could be vulnerable, that they could escape from fear through that vulnerability. Thus, skeletons from the closet. When the intro episode, that's what I explained. That's what I was hoping for. Just somewhere where people can come, share their stories, share their hopes, share their dreams, share their struggles, and be completely open and honest with it. And what I've noticed, and though I've had some amazing guests, and I am so grateful for everyone that's been on here. What's probably my fault is that over time, the podcast has become something that I felt was too much like everything else, right? I became comfortable with doing things the way I've always done them, and then accommodating some of the guests and not really pushing the envelope on those things that I feel like we really should be talking about. So, as I've been sitting here for the last couple months, going back and forth with myself as to how do you get people to open up? How do you get them to tell these things that they've kept hidden for so long that are oftentimes embarrassing or shameful or things we regret? It's not, you can't just tug that stuff out of people. And that was my mistake. That was my underestimating what could actually be done. The second thing about this podcast that where I went completely wrong is I started this as this creative outlet to spread a message that it's okay to talk about those skeletons in the closet. And as I was setting it up and going about everything, I kept hearing from the outside telling me, oh, you need to use this as a marketing vehicle to drive more business. You need to do the reels and do the emails and set everything up and do it weekly. And so I did because never done a podcast before. Challenge with that. That's not why I started doing it in the first place. So when I changed my purpose for this podcast to what everybody told me it should be, it made it more of a job than something that I was truly passionate about anymore. And so again, I had to sit on that because what I wanted to do, I had external factors influencing me, and it wasn't coming from my heart anymore. I enjoy this. I enjoy sharing and teaching and shining a light on the path of struggles that I've had along the way to help others along these broken roads and to help myself too. And recently, something happened that inspired me to keep doing this because I was just, maybe I'll get back to it later, but like I said, I want to keep doing this, but you're going to see that there's going to be a few tweaks. And I think it's really important to do. So, what happened? What's like this grand thing? We are connected on social media. You can tell I've gone deeper along this spiritual path, but this isn't new for me. That's the thing. This is not new. Oh, Amy's found God now, or Amy's into something else, or what is she coming out with next? It's just the flavor of the day, but that's not it. I've been on this path since the day I was born, and so have you, by the way, even if you haven't seen it yet. I'm a cradle Catholic. I learned about sin and repentance and guilt and shame, and I've memorized all the prayers from the Our Father to the Hail Mary to the Act of Contrition, and I know better than anyone when to kneel, sit, stand, pray, be silent, dip my finger in the holy water and everything else, all the teachings. And for some, that's enough. Being raised Catholic, I always thought there had to be more, though, than just those things. And quite honestly, the fear of hell that was instilled in me was never enough to motivate me to do better, to obey the word, essentially. And with all the evil and struggles that people encounter in their daily lives, I'm pretty sure that I'm not the only one that isn't obeying the word out of the fear of the pits of hell, basically. over the years, I've done more to understand this whole path, what it is to me to be spiritual, different religions I've looked at. I really like the non-denominational style where it's focused on what the word says, what Jesus says, versus sticking to the rules of any sort of religion. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. I'm not criticizing that, to each their own. Everybody has a different path. But I have, over the years, like I said, dived into the different religions, scientific principles, the miracles of the universe, and spirituality, everything from human design to understanding itty bitty bit of numerology and things like that. But what I really wanted to know is, why do people who seem to have it all still feel so empty? How can they still be so absolutely miserable? And truthfully, I wanted to figure this out for myself. I had issues that I've struggled with in the past, as far as why does more money, why do more things not fulfill me? Why is it fleeting? Why am I so afraid that the other shoe is always going to drop? Why can't I keep a loving relationship? Are these dudes actually crazy, or is my picker broken? Like, what is happening in the universe? Is Mercury constant retrograde? Is it tilting on the axis? What is going on in the world today? And so this path I'm taking, like I said, it isn't something new. It's just something that I've never shared, because I didn't feel confident enough in my ability, in my knowledge around theology and God. And so I sat back and I said, how could I possibly share something with others if I still can't explain it myself? I would be a total fraud or an imposter. Okay, Amy, don't you go online every day and preach how people should take action and how they should do the thing without knowing the thing, and they don't have to understand how the bike works. They just have to get on and ride. Phew. That hit hard when I thought about it. Good old Amy, worried about feeling like a fraud because she doesn't know everything. And I'm over here preaching, do it despite the fear, on a daily basis. That's why my content has changed a little bit. That's why you're seeing more from me on God and spiritual teachings than ever before, because I'm learning too. And the only way that people can learn is when they share what they have, when they have it, if that makes sense. And it's about doing that out of love and not stopping it out of fear, not falling backward, but falling forward. And you're going to continue seeing more from me than you ever have. Hence the point of this podcast. And I'm stepping forward and taking my own advice, because if I can't do it, then who the hell am I to talk about it? That's why I want you to know this podcast is changing too. Still going to be titled Skeletons from the Closet, so you can find it on Apple and whatever else it's on. But I don't want it to be a chore. I don't want this to be a marketing vehicle. I don't want this to be used to sell stuff. I mean, don't feel like you can't come to me because of that. But I want it to be an outlet for teaching, for learning, because that's my purpose. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to guide other people on the path that they need to go on in order to reach success and fulfillment in their life. I firmly believe that. And truth be told, this is an outlet for me too, as much as it maybe is an eye opener for you sometimes when I say things. And I feel like we can travel this road together if you would like to choose to continue listening. So I want to be very transparent about what's going to be coming out. So what is changing? First, timing. I want to do these in my timing. When I feel the urge, when I feel like there's something to share, when I have something important that I learned as a lesson and I think it would be helpful to you, or maybe when I'm struggling with something, I'm like, I don't understand. This is what I think about it. This is my perspective. Can you guys help me out a little bit? I'm over the fluff. I'm over the, this is my story. This is how I did it. Like, I want something different. I want something that's going to actually change lives and shine light on the stuff that we aren't talking about. That's breaking us from the inside and tearing ourselves apart, even though we're putting out to the world that it's not. And the podcast, I fully intend to still include guests. Other times, you'll probably just be hearing from yours truly. You're also going to see, second thing, a change of scenery. Obviously, I've been doing this from within the confines of the closet, but I thought about that. If I want to bring lessons from skeletons out of the closet, then I have to be willing to step out of here myself. So you're going to see me probably in different areas. You might see me by the lakefront where I'm having these internal conversations and dialogues with myself. You might see me at a friend's house. You might see me in my office. It really doesn't matter. But what you're going to see is that a change of scenery is going to be required as well to move this forward to where I want to go, both literally and figuratively. And the third thing that's going to be changing, I make no promises. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. There's only one person who does. And so I'm not promising anything. Like I said earlier, I don't know it all. Lord knows I wish I did. I'm learning about the crooked roads of life right along with you. Every single day is a new adventure. And I'll share things you think that might be wrong, that I'm interpreting things the wrong way. It might be something from a book. It might be something from a scripture. It might be something from my life, and I'm looking at it in a way that I shouldn't be looking at it. Maybe I'm looking at it in a way of fear. I'll interpret things differently from you. Please don't take what I say as gospel. You shouldn't be taking what I say as gospel, but consider it, right? It's how we see other people's perspectives. It's how we learn. But I want you to take the content of what we're talking about from your own perspective, apply it to your own life, and then share it back with me. Whether you agree or not, I'm cool with it. I like seeing different opinions. I like learning from others and figuring out, okay, I hadn't looked at this like that yet. And now you've taught me something. Again, it's the only way we're really going to learn is if we share. All I ask is that you do it discerningly and you do it out of love versus fear, right? Because some things come up for us and we immediately retract. We immediately get defensive. We immediately feel like we have to rebut the opinion that was just made. That's us acting out of fear because for whatever reason, what was said struck a chord with us that caused an innate sense in us and triggered us to fear. So now we're defending, our survival instinct is kicking in, right? I ask that you act out of love instead and come to this and be like, okay, I have a different perspective. And because I'm looking at this from a place of love, I would like to share it so that way maybe Amy can understand it too. Which takes me to the last point, which is what I'm working on now. So the hero habit, obviously, you've probably seen me talk about it a lot. Essentially, what we're doing is looking at behavioral ways people operate. Like, how do we change our behaviors? How do we know what's innately within us? How do we take and use these behavioral tools to get more success and fulfillment in life in all different areas? What I didn't realize, and just occurred to me, is that in order to change your behavior and the things that you're doing, you gotta change your mind, right? And it just seems so intuitive. You can't change your behavior without going inside first. And if you try to, you're eventually gonna revert back to the same behavior, to the same patterns, and experience the same crappy experiences. And I think one of the things is that we all sit there and, oh, I've done the work. Like, I've worked on me. I've got me. I've mastered the mindset. But the truth is, 99% of us really haven't. We're wrong. I'm wrong. I thought I did it. I did the work. I mastered this. I can get through anything. We haven't. This is an ongoing thing. And like I said, the majority of us aren't even close. My downfall was that I have neglected the spiritual side. I've not put God first a lot. I would start to, and then something else would distract me, right? Whether it was shiny new objects or material things or people or money or a health kick or whatever it was. And every day I see people, and I do it myself, don't get me wrong, where we post some motivational bumper sticker online on the internet and we're like, oh, we call it a day. We had our mind work for the day. I'm being positive. I'm putting this out into the universe, whatever it is. But that's not enough. That's not enough. That's going to take you from where you are now to where you want to be. So in realizing this and to continue down this path consistently of putting God first in my life, because that's what's important to me, and that's what's going to allow me to live my purpose, that's what I'm going to be sharing a lot of going forward. And I know that's the only thing that's going to bring me peace and fulfillment in all of my days, regardless as to what happens. I've made a lot of mistakes. I think we all have. And I don't want to go forward living a life where I'm stuck in this throwaway culture. We get to these struggles in our lives and we throw things away. We throw people away. We throw stuff away. We throw our kids away, I've seen. And that's the problem with the world today. If our car needs new tires, we want to go trade it in. If our new puppy pees on the carpet, we're real quick to go give them away. If our spouse doesn't do it for us anymore, for whatever reason, you want to end the relationship. I don't want to live a throwaway life. I'm 42 years old. I don't want to keep chasing the next shot of adrenaline that's going to give me a high. I don't want to blame the world for my problems. I don't want to expect external people and validation and solutions to fill me up. I want to shine a light on all that's brought me to where I am today and magnify all the good things about it, all the good things that are in my life, so that I can continue transforming what's already here into something better. But that's the challenge, isn't it? It's a challenge we all have. I know it's the one I have. It's much easier to run from what's temporarily causing pain than to step into what that momentary pain is actually teaching us. To admit, hey, maybe I'm part of this. Maybe this is on me. Maybe I need to do something differently. I want to see hard times as, like I said, a reminder to take what God's given me, because we're all created in his likeness and image, right? Which means that we're kind because we're built from kindness. We're humble because we're built from humility. We love because we are innately loved. And when we start letting our ego and mind tricks take control, we start to build this armor around us and it shields everything that's on the inside. It can't get out. And it makes it harder to learn to love, to understand, to rise above old beliefs. I don't want to do that. I don't want you to do that. Like I said, I want to magnify the greatness of those people who I come in contact with every day, who are already in my life, not diminish them. Not trade them in, not keep running from thing to thing, hoping that it's in the next fixed. And I know I can't do this alone. We're not made to be alone. We're all one. I know the only path that I have for doing this is to ask for help from the big guy. And I'm sure a lot of you watching agree with me on that. I reached out to a God-loving friend of mine who's way more versed in theology and scripture than I am now, let's put it that way. And he recommended this book to me, Course in Miracles Made Easy. Really an eye-opener. And for anyone wanting some self-study and applicable lessons for how to find peace in yourself and peace with others so that you can achieve transformation with what you already have, right? To take the puppy peeing on the carpet and train him out of love into that well-trained animal, to take the anger you have at your spouse and transform that into a healthy, loving relationship, to do all these things. And I've been practicing writing lessons from this book. And let me tell you, I'm thinking about things in ways, seeing them in perspectives that I never have before. In future podcast episodes in the near future, I plan to share what I'm learning from this, as well as a few other sources. So you're going to see those too, and how things actually play out what it looks like in real life as I'm doing this, how my emotions change, how my feelings change, how my thoughts about people change, how the way I look at the world changes, and the way I look at struggles and how I approach them. And I'm also looking for your feedback and guidance, because like my God-loving friend who recommended this book, I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that understand some of this way better than I do. Because as the book teaches, we all frame things differently. Long story short, the tides, they are a turning. I'm on a path of living life out of love and not fear. And if you want to come along with me, the door is wide open. This is your opportunity. Don't creep up. Just tell me. Shoot me a message. Let me know, hey, I want to go on this ride. You don't even have to want to go. You don't even need to be all the way in the car yet. You just need to be willing. I'm willing to hear what you're going to say. I'm willing to think of things differently. I'm willing to open my eyes to a new perspective. And if you do, grab this book. I don't make any money off of it. Lord knows, I wish I wrote it. Grab a copy of the book. You can get it on Amazon, I think. That's where I got it. Listen along to the podcasts. Connect with me on social media and share with me some of your thoughts as you're reading this alone, or if there's a certain topic that really catches your eye that you're like, hey, let's dive into this. And we can have like almost this community back and forth of your thoughts, questions, and lessons learned. I think going this route for me personally is the only way to transform your life. And that's what this is about. That's what it's about. It's getting through things to be better, not to be different necessarily, to really understand the day-to-day and to transform ourselves into the people that we were designed to be, the people that light the way on the path for others, not the people who dim their lights. So with that said, get ready. It's a new day, a new time, new content. And until next time, dig deep and rise high.